And there is a bit of discussion at the moment about some of the toy guns that are out there in the marketplace. Not necessarily the toy cap guns that we all had as a kid in school, but some of them are looking very, very realistic, and you wouldn't know the difference between a toy gun and the real thing, which is a bit of a concern. Somebody who shares those concerns is New South Wales Greens MP David Shoebridge. Good morning, David. This is a bit of a scary thing when we know that there are imitation guns that are pretty much the same as the real thing out there.
Well, I think pretty much anybody would be guessing when they have these very lifelike replicas of things like AK-47s and Uzis and Berettas pointing at people. If they look like the real deal, and these are high quality imitations, and they look pretty much exactly like the real deal. If you're behind a service station console, or you're in a bank, or you're held up by one of these, you're not going to be saying, "Well, is it real or is it toy?" It's going to be deeply, deeply distressing, deeply, deeply frightening, and they shouldn't be in easy circulation.
David, this is very concerning when you're talking about AK-47s and rifles and all of that sort of thing. I mean, can only imagine the thought of somebody being held up by an imitation one, let a real one. There's really no need, I would imagine, for such a lifelike-looking replica even existing, would there be?
Well, I mean, to go and, play soldiers in the backyard, or, you know, to pretend to be, as I'm sure, I was a nine-year-old boy at one point as well, to pretend to be jumping out the back of a helicopter, holding onto a stick to run into the backyard. You don't need a lifelike Uzi replica to be under your arm, very cheap, very ordinary plastic imitation, or even a stick is enough for most kids, and so what's the purpose of these? What's the purpose of them, you have to ask?
I think with toy guns, it really comes down to the fact that they look, apart from having a generalised shape of a gun, they really look nothing like the real thing. So it's quite easy to look at a plastic gun, with maybe a cap gun or whatever, and go, well, that does look pretty ordinary.
One of those tiny little plastic rifles that looks like you could, bend it between your pinkies. Or the very obvious pop guns and those sorts of things. There's a place for those. I'm a Greens MP. I'm lucky enough to have had two daughters. Oh, you haven't had to confront that as much as maybe some other parents.
It doesn't come up quite as often as girls, no.
I haven't been clamouring to be armed. It's one thing to have a discussion about the place for genuine toy guns. Some parents will want to give their kids toy guns. Some parents won't. That's where parents' good sense comes in. But these things look exactly like the real deal. They are deeply frightening. And if you're a police officer, say, put to one side the service station console attendant, if you're a police officer and you see someone with one of these on the street, well, what are you going to do? And that is a real risk.
And that's a safety risk also for the person that's brandishing the real-life-looking gun. I mean, how legal or illegal are these things out there, David? I mean, are they legal in the marketplace?
Well, that's what this whole this recent judgment was all about. They were sold in what said it was a toy shop, and they were in a plastic bag, and they had a little red cap on the end of them, and the plastic bag said, "This bag contains a toy." And the magistrate looked at the Our Firearms Act, which basically says if something's sold as a toy, then it is a toy, regardless of what it looks like. And the magistrate said, "Oh, well, it's a toy," and let the retailer keep it. It went on appeal to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, "Well, bloody hell, these aren't toys. They look for all the world like imitation, complete replica firearms." And she reversed it and had the order to surrender made. But nobody knows what the difference between where the line between a toy and not a toy is. And the idea that with our current Firearms Act, it says if it's in a bag and it's got the word toy on it, then it's a toy. I mean, that's just a nonsense.
David, with that in mind, very quickly, do you think with this precedent now set, we could set up a situation where these things are banned and off the streets completely?
Well, I'm hoping this decision of Justice Wilson holds. But, I'm not here to second-guess her judgment. I think her judgment, when I read it, was pretty solid. But, the problem she was confronting and the problem police are confronting when they're trying to get a handle on this is the Firearms Act basically says if it's in a bag which says toy, you can sell it as though it's a toy, even if it looks 100% like the real deal. And I think we need to fix our Firearms Act up so that there isn't this great loophole, because this is just one store selling this stuff. I have reports to me that there are stores selling this online and, in bricks and mortar all around New South Wales. And we need to fix the Firearms Act. to close this loophole.
David, I think many would agree with you. Thanks for sharing those concerns with us this morning.
My pleasure. Good speaking.
He is Greens MP with some very heartfelt concerns about replica toy guns that look very much like the real thing. It's David Shoebridge there joining us at 2NURFM 103.7.